This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning into this clip of South Philly Sauce. You can catch us twice a week in the NHL regular season on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. It really is. And I think with Morgan Frost, it's always going to be in that conversation. It feels like every trade deadline, he's a big part of it. Rasmus Ristolainen, I think Joel Farabee is going to be a big topic with the trade discussion as well, where it would make sense most likely to move one of them if the Flyers are saying, you know, we're looking towards the future. So it's going to be interesting if they keep this the same or what's going to happen with that. But one person that definitely is going nowhere is Matvei Michkov. He's been unreal. I mean, leads all rookies in basically every stat. We saw when he left the game against Utah for what we all love, sticking up for himself. And he signs the water bottle to the fan that's speaking Russian to him. This guy just gets it. And he turns 20, so he's no longer a teenager.
He's no longer a teenager. And one more year to go before he can really go out on the town, right? but he's a character, and you can tell the players really like playing with him. Just watch on the bench, despite the language barrier, he's always yapping about something.
He is. I'm like, do they know what he's saying?
I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is it's animated. And he's really animated to the players on the ice. He's getting under people's skin on the ice, and they're going at him, and it's causing all kinds of issues in terms of bumping people, a little tap afterwards, a slap against the back of the legs with the stick. There's all that stuff. I mean, I mentioned on the post game when they said Danny Briere is smiling somewhere because, you know, he was a little player that had a nasty, nasty attitude. And I think you're seeing this with this guy. In Boston, McAvoy charging after him because he kind of speared McAvoy in the chest, not a real big spear, but just to push himself away. He used the blade of his stick to do that. And it's like, oh, my God, he's doing this to a guy three times his size. Yeah. I'm not afraid. And although his teammates come to his rescue, quote, rescue, whatever, he'll just go right at you anyway. I mean, just you do anything to him, he's going to stand his own ground. So it's all sorts of, you know what it is? It's a real added value to what you thought you were getting. Like, obviously, skill level, terrific passer. And now he's starting to shoot. He's got all these talents. The added value is he's got an attitude. And that is that's something that's going to endear him even further into Philadelphia sports culture.
Right. And I think we did see that. I felt like a lot of players, specifically someone like an Owen Tippett, where you don't necessarily see him drop the gloves a ton, going to Michkov's rescue. And I thought it was important eventually, and we saw this coming, we saw this brewing, that Michkov was going to have to fight his own battles, because what you didn't want it to turn into was this guy was poking and starting fights, but they couldn't back it up. So I think we always saw this in him, but at some point I felt like it was important that Michkov kind of held his own in this.
Oh yeah. You don't want to be the guy, you don't want to be like back in the day, Keith Jones always relying on Craig Brewer to come in. Eventually you gotta stand up for yourself and let it go. And that earns points with your, that earns points with your teammates. But if you're Tippett or whoever happens to be on Michkov's line or on that power play, it's like, don't mess with him. This guy's my meal ticket. He's gonna set me up for like 10 don't more goals. Yeah, so don't mess with this guy.
Absolutely. And one guy that is staying healthy since his return, which has been encouraging, is Jamie Drysdale, and a guy that there's been so much talk of what he's going to become. And unfortunately for Jamie, I think we see this with most teams. There's one guy that just has the label that he can never stay available. And I think Jamie was getting close to that label, and you hope, you knock on wood, he can stay on the ice, because what he brings is so impactful. Torch has been adamant, and every time we talk to Jamie, it's focusing offensively, getting up the ice, being a rover, being a shark, all those things you got to think a player loves to hear.
Yeah, he wants him to be a rover. You know what, when he talked after his first game back, he wouldn't answer questions about, you know, what took so long. It was like, oh, well, I don't want to go there, basically. My reading on it is he felt like he might have been ready, mm-hmm. but the team was doing well. Mm-hmm. So although you're a team, and they always talk about their team chemistry and how good their locker room is, if you're Jamie Drysdale and you came in and high expectations, especially offensively, and you're watching and this kid Andre comes on the ice and he's all over the place and people are raving about his offensive game. He's actually in front of the net for screens on shots, surfs well, as they say, comes up, not afraid to push the play, which is everything that Tortorella has been asking. And you're Jamie Drysdale and you're not in the lineup. You're like, when you get back, what are you going to do? Well, to me, you're going to start, I can do that better. I want that power play spot. I'm the guy that's supposed to be getting all that opportunity, get that ice time. In hockey, more than any other sport, it's when you want to punish somebody, you know, take away what you take ice. It's just ice time. You got to get ice time. You got to earn that power plays where you get your points. And it's not a bad thing to have competitions. I'm really curious how this whole situation on defense is going to turn out. I mean, it looks like he's on a nice pair now. So, I mean, you want to break that up, but you have Zamula that has to play. So, I mean, or should play. We'll see what happens with him. But I mean, this is another situation where it's not elite level guys at this point, but it's development guys. And that becomes a real key thing on how do we manage the ice time in their development? Can a guy sit for a long time? Or do we know now that this guy's in every single night, all this ice time, we don't have to worry about it? And, you know, you never bake in injury, but on defense, you can pretty much bake in that there's going to be opportunity because of injury. But when's the last time we saw Johnson? I mean, when you've got healthy guys, it's now he's a veteran, you know, he knows his role here. He could, whatever happens, I'm happy to be here and I'll fill in where. But if you're a young player, that dog don't hunt. You got to get ice time.
Yeah. And I think this season, more than we've seen the past couple of years, they have faced that issue of how do we divvy up at this time, which if you look at the grand scheme of things is a great problem to have.
Yeah. It's a great problem to have, unless you're the guy not in the lineup. If you're the guy, you're the guy eating popcorn in the press box, that's not a good situation. So we'll see how it goes. But given their druthers, and don't forget, much as it's all what you did for me in a game, if you were traded, Drysdale for a guy that's going to be a really good young player, you really want this guy to shine. And I think if you're management, you want him to get every opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got to prove himself, that's for sure. And the Flyers, they got to prove themselves back to their winning ways. They've won one game against Columbus to snap that 3-game losing streak, but a big couple of games coming up on Thursday and on Saturday as well. So we'll recap those games early next week. Thank you for tuning in to South Philly Sauce and Odyssey Original. Hi, Doggy. Brought to you by 94WIP and Jack Daniels. We'll see you on Monday.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.